Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where this week we're taking a big returns, aren't we, Mason?
Big returns!
Big returns, because we're looking at Batman Returns. Now, we looked at the first Batman movie.
Like 3 weeks ago, right?
No, Mason, that was in 2019.
Oh, no! The inevitable passage of time. It comes for us all.
And do you know who came for Tim Burton this time around, Mason?
What does that mean?
The studio. They said, make another Batman movie. And he's like,
I don't want to
make a Batman movie.
But clearly the last one made a ton of money. And he's like, well, I've got that Hollywood juice right now.
That's right.
So I'm going to make another movie.
Mm-hmm. And you know what Tim Burton also did?
What's that?
He left a like on this video, along with everyone else.
Did he? You reckon Tim Burton did that?
He's a supporter of the arts base, and of course he left a like.
That's true. Do you think he would like something so declassé as a YouTube video, though? Unlikely.
Tim Burton, if you said this is declassé, I'm going to punch you in the mouth.
Well, he'll leave a like now, because he's also... He's also a little man, you know, who fears a punch in the mouth. But yeah, look, clearly he went, the last one was a huge hit. I can really make whatever I want. Yeah. Even a Batman movie that isn't really a Batman movie. Like, this is a Batman movie, but it's not Batman's movie, is
no,
it?
No, absolutely not.
Like, upon a rewatch, and I loved this as a kid so much. The first two Burton Batman movies, loved them so much.
Yeah.
But this one, Batman doesn't appear in Batman costume for almost 15 minutes from the start of the movie. And you might be like, well, he's just building tension, isn't he? That's what people want to see. People want to see Batman. They want to see this incredible superhero they love from the first movie. And so it's just building a bit of anticipation. But I don't think it is. I think Tim Burton probably argued with the studio to see how long they could keep Batman out of this movie. They probably chipped him down from like 30, 45 minutes. Can I just have Paul Rubens in this movie the entire time?
Yes. So it started as just, you know, they were going to do a Batman sequel regardless, but they really wanted Tim Burton to do it. So they just said, you have complete creative control. Because initially it was going to be more of a direct sequel to the first, and it was going to deal with the fallout. There were going to be like gift shops selling fragments of the downed Batwing.
Oh.
R.I.P. by the way, Batwing. I wish it was in this, but you know. Sure. But I guess we get the Bat Skiff.
We get to the Bat Ski Boat.
It sucks. Don't like it.
It's not as good, no.
Yeah.
We got the Batmobile that turns into a missile, which I love. Makes no sense.
Yeah.
What I think happened here is there was a wild schism between the movie Tim Burton wanted to make and the movie like the production team wanted to make.
Right, okay.
Because like the new bat suit, which I think a lot of people is their favorite bat suit.
I love it. I love it.
But it is more tech. Like it's a more tech-based suit.
It's sleek.
Whereas you'd think Tim Burton, given carte blanche to make a movie, wouldn't make anything so declassé as the high-tech suit. If anything, it'd be weirder and gothier and have more pointy bits and weirder musculature and whatever.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I think, like, you know, the Batmobile has this capability to turn into this missile to get through narrow Gotham streets. And I think the production team were like, hey, can we do this thing, with this sequence where the Batmobile turns into a missile? He's like, yeah, I don't care. I'm busy with this freak stuff, honestly.
Yeah, exactly. Look, if you put that in, I want, at the start of this movie, I want a baby to eat a cat and then they throw that baby into a river. Then you can have your narrow Batmobile.
And I want Pee-wee Herman. I want Pee-wee Herman to have an arch commentary and an arched eyebrow about the horrible behavior of his little freak baby. That's what I want.
So it was going to have more of Jack Napier's backstory. Bruce Wayne was going to propose to Vicky Vale, who's just mentioned in passing. Robin was going to be introduced, like he was in the last one. We'll talk more about that later. But he wanted this to be more of a kind of standalone experience. Though it's obviously like a direct sequel, so I don't know how standalone this really is. I love all the freak shit in this, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as a kid, I remember being in a video store and I looked up at the TV on the wall and it's the Penguin, like, vomiting bile and Catwoman, like, kisses Christopher Walken with a taser, and I'm just like, what the fuck is happening?
That's right at the end. That's your first experience with this movie, right? Yes, at the end. That's, oh my right. goodness.
And it freaked me right out. And I never...
Mission accomplished, Tim Burton.
And there were consequences for that, which is another thing we'll talk about. And I never loved it because of the... Because it doesn't really develop Bruce Wayne as a character. But coming back to it now, you would never make something like this now. It's too specific and bizarre.
And Burton-y.
And Burton-y to get any of this through.
If Burton had his way on this movie, it'd be a romance between a flippid mutant freak and a woman obsessed with cats. They make love on the top of a partially eaten corpse of some sort of industrialist that is the source of their pain.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what it would be. There wouldn't be any Batman.
No, absolutely not. And I think, yeah, Batman does need more development because the introduction of him, he's not doing anything. Like they
he's
didn't
brooding.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't think
he's
to
brooding
like,
in a sweater.
Does he want to be like reading something or on a computer or having a conversation? No. He's just sitting. And I think like that imagery of, you know, the bat light shining through the window and
what
all
are we
of
calling
that,
it? The bat light.
The bat light, Mason.
Okay. Some real Bob Kane vibes coming from you. As you would call the bat light. What about the bat symbol? I came up with that.
That's mine.
That's mine now.
And give me your wallet. We talked about him in the last video 4 years ago, Mason. Oh. But Michael Keaton is so great. And I love his like weird aloofness.
Mm.
And he's just kind of like, I don't know, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Just like the whole way through. Dual identity, I don't know.
Yeah. But he's also the only Batman, I think, as well, that is portrayed as sort of being just really okay with being a really rich, weird guy.
Yeah.
Like all the other ones are like, oh, you know, I grew up in this world of privilege, but actually I'm just like you, the regular people. But he's just silently watching all his bat monitors while his butler hands him silver trays full of cold soup. And he's just fine with it.
Yeah.
He's just sitting in a drawing room with an open roaring fire, you know, and his cashmere sweater and his ascot. And he's like, no, I don't see anything wrong with this.
Do you think this Batman, and maybe this has been retconned since the more recent comic, which is a sequel to these movies, do you think he actually went away and trained? Because I don't think he did.
No. I think maybe he brought a karate guy in. Get a little dojo built, and he had a karate guy come in and teach him some kicks and some dodges. And he's like, that'll do.
Yeah.
I have a batarang that, you know, can remote target and probably kill a half dozen people at a time. That's fine. I don't need that many kicks, honestly.
God, he's such a killer. I love it. I'm always pleasantly surprised by how brutal he is. Like, he lights that guy on fire with the Batmobile. He didn't have to, but he did.
He puts a big bomb on a timer sort of down the front of somebody's drawers, Looney Tunes style, and then kicks him into a vent.
Apparently that's Michael Keaton's favourite scene.
I bet.
But what I also love about him is all his shit is single use. Like, he's not a calico bag to the supermarket kind of guy, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Like, all his, like, his batarangs and when he grapples off the roof or even his very specific slim Batmobile, it's one-off. He just leaves his stuff everywhere.
At one point, Alfred's like, we can't take this to the shop to fix it regular. Who built it in the first place then?
And who's fixing anything?
Right?
We leave it. We put it on the ground.
Maybe that's why there wasn't a Burton Batman 3, because he couldn't work his way through. Well, how's he going to get more stuff? I had him use all his stuff earlier in this. I don't know.
He dropped it all.
Mm.
So Michael Keaton, of course, famously received top billing, because he didn't first time around, and $11 million to reprise the role. And that came with some benefits. It's got a zipper, so he can do a big piss if he needed to.
Nice.
Not in the suit.
Little piss? Little piss stays in the suit.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit, yeah.
Okay.
But speaking of the suit, again, I love it. And I just, and we talked about this in the last video, but I don't really like those sculpted abs. And I feel like this the suit kind of, it's a bit, I don't know, the texture of it doesn't feel right to me, but this, like, the sleekness of it.
Okay.
And I love the way it peels off like a fruit roll-up.
I have a note here that says absolute fruit roll-up of a cowl.
Yeah.
You like that? You can just tear it off.
Yeah.
But again, single use.
That's right.
That's probably how he takes off every mask.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's why he's got so many backups in the cave.
And he's got some really, like, good, like, proper Batman moments. The bit where, like, Shrek not Shrek Shrek, Max Shrek.
Return of Shrek.
Return of Shrek is back. Tries to reason with him, and he just goes, shut up, you go to jail. Like, just that's very Batman. I love all of that. I love the bit how Bruce Wayne and Selina Kyle, they don't wear masks to Shrek's ball. Do you know why, Mason?
Why's that, James?
They forgot. They didn't read the invite. No, Mason, because their faces, they had the masks or whatever.
Oh.
Or they're sick of wearing masks. Whatever the thing is, let's talk about Catwoman. Not the most subtle imagery and portrayal. Mm-hmm. There's the hell here.
Oh, that apartment, though, iconic. Love it. Love it. That's the only pink in Gotham City, I think.
It might just be,
Everything else is grey and brown.
So you probably know this, but a number of people like wanted this role. Every actress in Hollywood was keen. Annette Bening was on board.
Uh-huh.
She had $1 million. They said, we're going to give you $1 million, but she had to drop out because due to pregnancy. So Michelle Pfeiffer came on board and got $3 million off the back of Grease 2, no doubt, Mason.
Nice.
And apparently that suit, so awful and uncomfortable, she had to be vacuum sealed into it, which included her ears.
Oh, no.
So she couldn't, like, hear herself. So she couldn't, like, initially judge, like, how loud am I being? What's, I'm about to do all like this? Batman, I'm going to whip you. I'm going to whip you on the bottom. Is that too loud?
No, Catwoman, don't whip me on the bottom. I wouldn't like that.
They went through 60 cat suits over the 6 month shoot at $1,000 a piece. And Michelle Pfeiffer was like, I never want to see that suit again. Though more recently, she went to Instagram and went like, look, I got my whip. I'm still doing whip
she
stuff.
She trained for that, that's, right?
Yeah, she did all of that. Because
there's some sort of, you know, there's some great sequences where she's whipping the heads off dummy.
Whipping,
and,
yeah.
You know,
she whips Batman on the bottom at one point.
No, stop that.
I don't like it.
This is so dear class A. Maybe being whipped on the bottom.
But I also enjoy that she's just clearly a woman with severe brain damage.
Oh, absolutely. What was Max Schreck's plan there, though? I mean, he doesn't seem to go. Well, look, first of all, I want to talk about the police. Does Gotham PD not have like a SWAT team or anything like that? Because they're like,
no,
there's some freaks in town. They're causing a ruckus. Better call Batman. Why don't you do something? Maybe you do something. But also, the incompetence of these guys, like, I guess Max Schreck's plan was to get rid of Selina Kyle because she was snooping about his business, was to just shove her out a window of his skyscraper and then just let the neighborhood take care of the body, I guess.
Someone will tape up that window, I guess.
Yeah, sure. But even if the police get involved, they'll be like, I don't know, I guess she slipped.
Yeah, probably slipped. Yeah.
That makes you think, doesn't it?
It's also weird that she came back and he's like confused, but he's not, he should be more troubled by that. I mean, he's not the brightest guy though, because at the end.
I don't think brightness runs in that family.
Absolutely not.
Chip Schreck. I forgot about Chip Schreck, but I love him.
Completely blanked Chip Schreck.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of that. But he asks Bruce Wayne at the end when he peels off his mask, why is Bruce Wayne dressed as Batman? Come on, man. What are you doing? Wealth doesn't, you know, necessarily equal intelligence, Mason. Mm. And I think we've been seeing that more and more, haven't we? So you've heard the story about Sean Young, how she was going to play Vicky Vale in the first movie, but she got injured on a horse stunt that she was going to do in that movie, which didn't end up in the movie anyway, so she had to drop out. So she then showed up to the production officers dressed as Catwoman. Was like, I'm Catwoman! And they were like,
I'll whip you on the bottom! And they're like, we're not actually...
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Actually on board, well, that's not the direction this movie's going to go in. And Tim Burton's like, maybe it is, though. Maybe it is, though.
So, obviously, she didn't get that part. Also...
But that's what happens, isn't it? You do some improv in the audition, and then they take it and use it in the...
Yeah, well, that's true, but it wasn't an audition. It was a...
It was an ambush.
Yeah, it was an ambush, exactly. Here's a photo of the time I met Catwoman in the 90s. Did you see this, Mason?
Probably seen it, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty rad, isn't it?
Very red.
Now I gotta find that photo. Fuck, all right. Anyway. The Penguin.
Yes.
So this is a man, the grossest man maybe ever committed to film, which I absolutely appreciate. The first time the public views him, he just rises out of the sewer holding a just stolen baby. Mm. And they're like, cool.
I have a note here. It says, I'm not a pediatrician, but I reckon if you did a series of acrobatic flips while holding a baby, that would be bad for the baby.
Do you think?
Yeah, I mean, there was that plan, obviously, to invent this kidnapping situation, then instantly solve the kidnapping situation.
Yeah,
great plan. But also, what if he rose up out of the sewers and they're like, "So, baby's dead."
Scrambled.
That's a scrambled baby. I mean, thanks for helping, I guess.
Yeah, egghead origin.
Oh,
yeah. Danny DeVito, though, I just love, and I'm not normally on board with like. People just staying in character. But he did that because, you know, why does anybody do it? But it was hid from the public what he looked like.
Right, yeah.
And so he was mostly isolated and people kind of didn't approach him because he looks horrifying. Mm-hmm. And he just kind of stayed like that the whole time. And he's eating like real raw fish and biting people's noses. Like Danny DeVito's just being his worst self and just having like the best time of it.
Right.
And I'm okay with it. He did one of those.
He's basically doing Frank from Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
He absolutely is. He even said on one of those polygraph detector interviews or whatever, he's like, yeah, my penguin was better than Colin Farrell. It's like, in my opinion, I'm the better penguin. And look, maybe he is. Mm-hmm. But it's interesting, though, because this is the most Tim Burton penguin you could do. Because he's, I mean, after this, we got like more variety, but he was kind of a mock well-to-do kind of gentleman, you know? And we've got more kind of the Cockney kind of penguin in other things, you know, like the Arkham series and obviously the Farrell one, but God, just gross. And apparently the design was so spooky for kids that on the toy line of this, I don't know if you've seen this, they just repainted like an earlier action figure of the penguin.
Oh, like a Super Friends or something.
Yeah, it was from the Super Powers collection kind of toy line or something. It, yeah. And as a result of all of this, and I've got a video on this that I've either made or going to make, I don't know, right? It's linked below or it isn't. Or
okay,
it will
great.
Be soon. There was big controversy because of McDonald's association with this, which eventually sort of indirectly led to these movies going in a very different direction.
That McDonald's ad where Alfred is like, hey, Batman, you want some of this weird cold soup? And he's like, I'll get drive-through. Is that this movie or was that a subsequent movie?
I can't remember.
Might have been Maybe this next or forever. One? Might be forever.
Yeah, might be forever. Anyway, I like how he's got a big duck.
Yeah, me too. I like that big duck. Sure. Iconic.
Yeah. And I like how quickly the police turn on him just when there's just some fake recordings where Batman, he's DJing. I mean, I know he does open fire in a crowd, but it turns so quickly.
Well, Gotham is very credible. They'll believe a very obviously evil billionaire in terms of Max Schreck. They're like, this guy seems fine because he said he's good.
Yep.
And then they'll be like, Batman killed that lady because we found this batarang. He's leaving batarangs everywhere.
Yeah.
Come on.
What are you doing?
And then they turn around again because they're all 1 year. But then they turn around again. They're like, well, we heard some words.
Yeah.
So we're back on Batman's side?
His mouth wasn't moving, but we heard some words. We all heard it. And then, you know, Batman kills him or lets him fall or whatever. No, he's alive. Mm-hmm. Just kidding, he's dead. What is that? Like, he's up and then he's down again?
Sure.
Like, uh-huh. What are we doing?
It's a reverse Chumbawamba. He reverse Chumbawamba himself.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not like Batman, like, hits him one more time or, uh-huh, like, a penguin shoots a rocket into his head by accident. You know, uh-huh, there's nothing like that. He just dies.
He's just a freak.
Yeah, he's just
none
a freak.
None of his organs work. He got as far as he could, and I think he should be congratulated for that, James. Honestly.
Where did Selina Kyle keep that taser? I think it was introduced way too early.
Sure,
because
yeah.
I'm thinking the whole time, that she's not... It's not on her body, right? Uh-huh. And then at the end, she just has it. It should have been introduced like the scene before.
Mm, sure.
I don't know. This movie, I don't know, you know? Sometimes yeah. I look at things and go,
should have been carrying a fanny pack with her taser in it.
This is one of those movies, it's just style and vibes, you know?
Absolutely.
That's how you look
jokes.
At it.
And boner jokes. There's more boner jokes than you'd think upon a rewatch. You're like, huh, 3 or 4 boner jokes in there.
More than I remember. Mm-hmm. Anyway, should we do, I think we should, but I'll ask you, I'll throw it to you for this.
Go on.
Should we do Green Trivia and also The Guy Who Shouts Rodney?
Yes.
Great. Now, Burgess Meredith, who played the Penguin.
Wah, wah, wah.
Very good.
Thank you.
In the 60s show and movie, was asked to play the Penguin's father in the opening scene, but illness prevented him from doing so.
Oh, that's a shame.
I agree.
The whole scheme of rehabilitating the Penguin's reputation and turning him into a mayoral candidate feels very... 1960s Batman TV series.
Yeah.
It feels right on track with like Batman and Joker have to have a surfing competition too.
Sure, yeah.
You know?
And also a lot of politicians now where it's like, you know, this awful man, he's mayor now. And we're like, is he? What? Okay. Thanks.
I didn't vote for this. Well, that's exactly how he got in. Because you voted against him. We've got a little trick going on.
It's a trick.
Which changed the rules.
So there's a picture of Max Schreck with Arnold Schwarzenegger
in his office. He's got a bunch of photos. He's got a photo with Elvis as well.
There's various other ones. Mm-hmm. But which I guess could mean that that's actually Victor Freeze. He has a photo with.
Oh, okay,
but,
sure,
you
sure,
know,
sure.
But are these movies connected? We'll talk about that in a sec. I recognize that Angel from X-Men 3 is the mayor in this.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure.
I recognize that.
You recognize that,
that's
sure.
That's good. So in terms of Robin... Marlon Wayans actually costume tested, because again, he was going to be in the 89 mm-hmm. one, they took it out, and then he was going to be in this one,
yeah.
And then the idea was to introduce him in this and then have him carry over to Batman Forever, but of course that was recast. I've actually got a whole video on what Tim Burton's Batman Forever would have looked like, but they ended up paying him $100,000 to just not be Robin and do some costume fitting.
And there's something, I believe, maybe we talked about this last time, there was something in his contract, he's mentioned this in interviews, where they still pay him residuals, even though he was never in the movie.
That's awesome.
Pretty good, right?
I hope he never has to work again off
Me
the back
too.
Of that. That'd be awesome. And of course, Paul Rubens would reprise his role as Oswald Cobblepot's biological father in the TV series Gotham. Different character, obviously.
Mm.
But he comes back. I do want to talk about kind of the continuity of this, but let's go budget, Mason. So this was... probably about $80 million. The sets in this, huge, expansive.
Yep.
Apparently Michelle Pfeiffer used to get lost coming to set because they'd like shuffle streets around and all that kind of thing.
Also, she couldn't hear or see most of the time.
Yeah, that'd do it, yeah.
Plus, you probably lose some of you probably lose your balance a little if you have to somersault everywhere.
Yeah.
Just a series of constant somersaults.
And another example of like just money being blown out on this, that last shot of the movie where Catwoman, you know, is seen to be alive and that's done with a double, that in itself cost $250,000. And of course, we got the cast getting millions of dollars each, including Burton and all of that. But in the end, this only made $266 million compared to the $411 of the first. People, especially like parents, mm-hmm. did not respond well to this.
Sure.
And I guess to the film's credit... they never market it as a kids' movie, but also it's Batman.
Yeah.
So, you know.
The presence of Batman, a silly man who dresses a bat and beats up criminals, would imply that it is a kids' movie.
Yeah. And I know also...
is everyone listening? The presence of Batman implies it's a kids' movie, everyone.
Well, you know, I think that's become, they're aiming now, we see this with Batman at the movies, except for like Lego and some animated stuff and whatever. They're aiming like teenagers and up now, aren't they? Because Batman's serious and real. I don't know if you know
but
that.
But he's inherently D-Class A, isn't he?
Well, I'm a Catwoman. I don't know if I mentioned that. Yeah, and Batman. There might even be a picture of that, Mason. So yeah, that obviously led to Batman Forever being a mostly, well, it's a sequel, but not so much anymore. Mm. Let's talk about it, because there are some similarities with those Schumacher movies. Like Alfred comes over. The first suit that Kilmer wears is like similar to the ones from the Burton universe. But that is now out of continuity because, of course, the Batman 1989 comic, Mason.
That's right, which continues the adventures of the Michael Keaton Batman.
That's right. And did you think Catwoman died in this movie?
Yeah.
No, she's at the end.
Oh, yeah.
But also she's in the comic, and yes. Billy Dee Williams is back as Two-Face. It's I haven't read all of it, but it's a lot of fun.
There's a Robin.
There's a Robin.
There's a Robin.
Exactly. And, of course, Batman is mentioned, we're seeing
in the Batman 89 comic.
He is, yeah. They talk about him, like, quite a lot.
Quite a lot. They're obsessed in that comic book.
Let
Batman.
It go. God. Yeah. There's a newspaper clipping in one of the CW shows where it says Bruce Wayne marries, like, Selina Kyle.
That's right.
And, of course, The Flash is continuing the adventures of Michael Keaton's Bruce Wayne.
In the only medium that counts, the movies.
That's right.
And comics and TV shows, how dare you?
Have you ever seen Batman move so fast?
No, never. Not this Batman. No.
Great stuff.
Probably brought a movement coach into the dojo.
He must have,
I've
yeah.
had this dojo here for decades. I should probably bring another guy in. Or I could get a gadget to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, you could get a gadget. This is Caravan of Garbage, though, isn't it, Mason?
Yes.
And I know some people like to see them early, you know? We premiere them. We premiere them on YouTube. But some people are like, why can't I see this early? They say to me, and I say you can. Uh-huh. I'm allowing it.
Okay.
Get over to BigSandwich.co, which is like our private Patreon. But it's not just early videos. There's a huge back catalogue of bonus stuff. Movie commentaries. We actually did one for the Flashpoint Paradox,
That's
didn't
right,
we?
That's right, the animated movie from a DC animation.
Yeah.
They're doing good stuff over there.
Thousands of hours
making
of stuff.
Big wide men. Draw big, big wide men with little heads. Tell you that much.
We also do a comic book club, et cetera, and so forth. You should check it out if you are so inclined.
So that's what you say to everybody on the street who comes up to you.
That's what I say to them.
And what if they push back on that?
Well, I push them. And
wow.
And I punch them in the mouth.
Wow.
This is a warm-up to when I'm going to punch Tim Burton in the mouth.
Wow.
For what he said about this video, maybe.
Yeah.
You said he said that, right? He did say it?
Yeah, I think he said it. Yeah.
Okay, sure. Then this is happening.
Or it was a dream I had, I don't know.
It's still happening. Mm-hmm. He feels like the kind of guy that could infiltrate a dream, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, here's a look at what's next week for Caravan of Garbage.
Oh.
I think it's Dungeons and Dragons, Mason.
Oh,
I also,
right.
I think we should do like Forever and Batman and Robin.
Yeah, eventually,
soon, right?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think there's some, maybe we'll come back to that in a bit. But anyways.
Wow, are we doing both Dungeons and Dragons movies?
There's three.
Is there?
Yeah.
There was a third one.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't think we can squeeze it in.
Okay,
but
right.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe.
Maybe we can
but
push
probably
everything.
Not.
If it does really well, we can push everything else aside.
It won't.
No, it won't.
Anyways, thank you everybody for watching this. We appreciate it. Thank you to our wonderful editors, Ben and Lawrence. And should we go?
Grabbed out Shrek, everybody.
He's
That's
back.
Right, it's relevant again.
Oh my God.
As relevant as it's ever been.
Very relevant.
That's right.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.